This is an ABC podcast.
G'day, Lydia, and thanks for joining us to everyone from the Isolated Children's Parents Association Conference for Queensland. It's the 2019 edition. I'm Tom Major. On a chilly Charters Towers day, we're here at the Arthur Titley Centre, but there's plenty of passionate debate going on and discussion as well about the hundreds of voices here discussing exactly how it is to get the best education for our rural and remote kids. I'm here with Charlie McKillop, who has been basically based around the Isolated Children's Parents Association conference today, and she's been speaking to a lot of them at the panel discussion. Charlie, what are some of the things you've been hearing around the conference today?
Tom, I think no matter where this conference was held, I mean, Charters Towers is obviously a wonderful backdrop given the proud history of this community. Oops, there goes the bell now. This is a town that has educated literally tens of thousands of Queenslanders, so it seems appropriate as a backdrop for a conference like this. But what you really do understand when you sit here with the delegates, with the parents, going motion by motion about the detail of the curriculum, of the languages other than English, of the way that classrooms are resourced in the 21st century and connected. These are issues that are perennial and extend the full length and breadth of the state, and they're being thrashed out around the table. There's been a lot of hard work done here, but one of the really lovely things that the State Council set up today was also to allow the delegates, the parents, to take some time out for themselves, and that was the real take-home message from the panel discussion that we had, is that in order to be the best that you can be for your children and to make sure that their education doesn't suffer, you also need to look after yourself.
Absolutely. Such a good message to be hammering home at this time as well. We're nearly halfway through the school year and a lot of people obviously need to take some time out for themselves. Now, you did mention, of course, that Charters Towers is the home of boarding for North Queensland as such. And we're joined this afternoon by the principal from Blackheath and Thornborough College, Nigel Fairbairn. Thanks for joining us on the Country Hour.
Absolute pleasure. And thank you for being here at the ICPA conference.
Just to begin with, I'm guessing you've had some experiences with the ICPA before. How do schools really partner with the ICPA to deliver these educational outcomes for our kids?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is listen. We have to listen and understand the challenges that our parents are facing. And then once we listen, we have to sort of say, well, how on earth are we going to adjust how we're going to deal with those challenges when the children come into our schools? And I think the thing is, we have to just keep that dialogue going, and we just have to make sure that for parents, particularly for rural and remote families, that they feel that they can pick up the phone or drop in and have a cup of tea whenever they're in town.
Nigel Fairbairn, one of the key messages that you did deliver to the conference today was that your role as a principal really has changed. It's gone a long way since the day where the headmaster was sat across from the desk, stiff upper lip, didn't get too involved with what's going on at home. You now have described a situation where that's almost the diametric opposite.
Absolutely. When I first started in 1995 as a principal, I spent most of my time in the office, and it was really a very different role to the pastoral role that a principal in a school like ours has to have today. Today we have to know the children, we have to know their journey, we have to know how they're going at school, because we really have to report back to the parents at any time on any situation. We have to walk alongside the children, because we have to remember that the parents have entrusted their most valuable possessions with us, their children. And if we do not know the children, we're not doing our job.
That adversity that families of students are facing in their home environment has never been more apparent than earlier this year, when many of your students were returning to boarding school here in Charters Towers at the very time that one of the most devastating flood events was unfolding in northwest Queensland. Can you explain what your role was during that time, what must have seemed like navigating uncharted waters as a principal?
They were uncharted waters, and I've been a principal just on 25 years. When you have a boys' school captain who comes to you and behind closed doors cries and says, I don't know how I can help my parents, and I don't know whether I should be going home. Or when you have a little year 6 boy who says, X number of stock has been lost, but then looks at you in the eye and says, but sir, I've lost my dog. You've really got to forget some of the political correctness and say, hey, hell, how on earth am I going to help this child? How on earth am I going to walk alongside this family, knowing that in many cases they don't want to bare their soul and say, we're really struggling. So it became really became our responsibility to make sure that the children were safe, the children were cared for, which is, you know, our key purpose, but that our door was open, and that if they wanted to come and talk, if they wanted to come and have a cry, that there was no shame attached to it, and that we were there to help them on this journey.
What about the sharp end of that scenario, the financial stress that these families recovering from flood and before that prolonged drought are now faced with in terms of paying your school fees, not just yours at Blackheath and Thornborough, but so many boarding schools across North Queensland?
Well, I think it's across Queensland, not just North Queensland. And look, I can talk about what's happened in our school, where the school board got on the front foot straight away and we wrote to all our families and said, we understand that there may be a problem with money. Do not worry. We will work with you. And I think actually getting the message out straight away, and from what I can understand, most schools to whom I've been in contact with, they've said the same thing. It was about reassuring families that the health and safety and welfare of their children was our number one priority, and that by hook or by crook, we were going to be resilient with them to help them get through that crisis.
Principal of the Blackheath and Thornborough College, Nigel Fairburn, thank you so much for dropping by, being a part of our coverage live from day three of the Isolated Children's Parents Association State Conference here in Charters Towers.
From the tip of Cape York to the Channel Country, we've got Queensland covered with the Country Hour on ABC Local Radio Queensland.
And I'm joined by Tara Locke from the Cloncurry branch. Tara, welcome to the Country Hour.
Thank you.
Tara, can you tell me a little bit about the Northwest? It's been through a pretty tough time. Just take us back to those February floods which devastated the region, and a lot of people with their children, I'm imagining, sent away to school already, or having to look at starting the new school term and being faced also with this devastation in terms of the cattle loss and infrastructure damage from that devastating monsoon.
I think there's been lots of publicity on the floods, and I think that we're very lucky that we got the coverage that we did and just made people very aware of what was going on. Obviously, it affected our families and our stations in ways that we're still coming to terms with. So the effects of the floods are something that we're going to be dealing with for a very long time. So as the president of Cloncurry, I was at the forefront. I really got to see how the schools reacted, how the ICPA reacted to the weather events. I must say the Mount Isa School of the Air was absolutely on the front foot. They were there with us every minute. They were checking with families. They were constantly on air, showing their support, giving us whatever we needed. They were able to scratch work commitments if they knew we weren't going to get there. Some families were happy to continue on as normal just to keep some sense of normalcy in their life and in their schoolroom, and so they were supportive in that as well. But honestly, I can't speak highly enough of the Mount Isa School in the Air and what they did for our families.
Well, let's fast forward to the ICPA 2019 State Conference, where we are right now in Charters Towers. What are the motions that are of particular interest to Northwest delegates like yourself, and exactly what sort of things would you like to see achieved in the coming year?
The living away from home allowance is a big one for our families. Our particular demographic, we have a lot of kids away at boarding school. It's something that weighs on the mind of so many families in our community of how they're going to afford to send their kids to boarding school. To get any kind of relief from that would be a terrific outcome from this conference. We're also talking about our distance ed materials. Yeah, there's lots of unique challenges that we face every day, and we're so lucky that we have the ICPA to be able to bring our issues to and have them addressed.
So those financial stresses, which you can imagine would be quite immense on some families following those February floods, they're something that the government can actually take a sort of step in alleviating to some extent, you believe?
We had members in attendance yesterday, and I hope they're listening. There's people out there with real need, and I you know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to get those needs addressed.
In terms of those materials, are we talking curriculum here? Are we talking about access to those sorts of things that all the students in Australia really should be able to access, that there needs to be more attention given to isolated children?
Yeah, so the schools of distance ed are a little bit different in the fact that we require independent learning materials and a home tutor guide to be able to teach our curriculum to our kids. I'm an unskilled home tutor, I'm not a teacher, so I require the curriculum to be broken down into a way that I am able to teach my kids without there being a actual teacher in the room. So it's a, we are having ongoing discussions with the department on how to update the curriculum materials, so we're in line with version 8 and the rest of the mainstream schools, and how to get that into a format that we can easily deliver that to our children in our home classrooms.
We wish all the best with that. Thanks so much for joining us on the Country Hour. Tara Locke from the Cloncurry branch, president of the Cloncurry branch, I understand. Have a great rest of the conference, and thanks for having a chat to us on the Country Hour.
Thanks, Tom.
You're listening to the Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Me, Tom Major, and Charlie MacKillop here also at the Arthur Titley Centre in downtown Charters Towers for the ICPA State Conference 2019.
The work not quite over yet, Tom. The delegates are just about to go back into session, and there's, I understand, plenty more motions to still be passed. They are, of course, being played out on Facebook. For those that are interested to actually hear the nitty-gritty of that outcome, they can follow the ICPA Queensland Facebook page for that information. But Tom, hearing parents like Tara Locke working hard for her branch and for her children in Cloncurry, it does make you understand that the struggle for so many families in finding that work-life balance is real, and that's the pressure that that we've heard time and time again during the course of today. A different perspective is one from one of the young students herself. Montana Spurtle has been a student at the Charters Towers Distance School of Distance Education for not quite 12 years. She is about to graduate. Montana, what does it mean for you to be able to come along and mix it with the grown-ups, so to speak, and put your voice on the national agenda?
It's good to have a young people's perspective, like a young adult's, from the rural community, as there's not many, I believe, like young rural people representing our agriculture sector, or just in general, like the rural side of it. But it is good, like a lot of people here are double my age, but it's fun to get there and talk to them and just put out there what I think, and they all listen, and that's the main thing, yeah.
A lot of people, even some standing right next to you, are double your age, Montana, but let's move on. When you consider some of the big issues that were being discussed today about how do you get that work-life balance right, that's just as apparent for a young woman who's finishing school. You've got all the curriculum issues to deal with, but you also have work at home on the farm. How are you managing that work-life balance? Can you give us some tips?
So with school, I'll try and do school at night time if Dad's wanting to muster like the next day, and it does get very stressful because you're there and you're trying to fit work and fit schooling, and you're sort of dogging school, but you don't want to dog school because then, like, you don't want to fail. So it's just very, you got to try and fit it all in, and then you got to try and fit in your social life and all your friends and all your mates and all that, and it's just, it gets very compact, but you got to make time for yourself as well.
And how do you do that, Montana?
Oh, I go around and I play. I have young horses, I work on them, I love them, and I just play with them, and then I sometimes just listen to music and go for a drive or a shoot and just be at peace with the world.
I understand you also have at times taken to pen and paper and written down your thoughts. How did that work for you?
I've taken time for pen and paper. I used to write about the drought, and when we're going through really hard times, to pick up everyone's spirits, I guess, my own and my parents', because they were pretty down in the dumps. But it is good to put pen to paper and write what you're feeling, because you need to express it sometimes.
And Montana Spurtle, I've got to ask, your schooling coming to a close pretty shortly. What's next on the agenda for your education?
I don't know. I've got a couple. I got a Cert 3 in Ag coming, and I got a Cert 3 in Business at the end of this year. I think I might just go working for a bit, and I'd like to go stock agency, like with an agent, yeah. I reckon that'd be a good chapter for my life, but I don't really know. I don't think many young people know what they want, so but hopefully it's good.
One of the things that I've really observed today is that everybody's experience of education when you come from an isolated family is different. Yours certainly is. You've spent 11 and nearly a half years in distance education. When you look back at your education, Montana, how do you feel it's equipped you for the next challenge ahead?
I think people that do distance ed, they have a lot of willpower for school. I don't have a lot of willpower for like fitness and all that stuff, but I'll always do my schoolwork and get it in, push it out so I can go working or go and do whatever I want. So I think that's got in the mindset, you got to do it, you just need to smash it out and you can achieve anything really.
Montana Spurtle, school captain, I understand, of the Charters Towers Distance School of Education. Thanks so much for having a chat to us on the Queensland Country Hour, and all the best for your future.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We also heard from some other students, didn't we?
We certainly did. I just want to explain for our listeners that one of the real highlights of the State Conference of the ICPA has been the opportunity for the students from the many local schools to come in here and be a part of the program and to be able to entertain and keep the program connected with the schools in the town where they're meeting. So that's why I'm competing with a very beautiful solo guitarist in the background right now. A little earlier, I met up with four students from the Blackheath and Thornborough College to try and really understand what it is that they valued most about their education.
Well, my name is Angus O'Brien. I'm 16 and in year 10 at Blackheath and Thornborough College. And I'm based up at a place called Kinrara Station, which is south of Mount Garnet.
I'm Charlie Gallagher and I go to Blackheath and Thornborough College. I'm from a small town called Normanton in the Gulf of Carpentaria.
My name is Catherine Wicks. I'm in grade 11. I'm 16 years old and I'm from a town called Quilpie. It's 12 and a half hours away.
And what's your name, mate?
Jack Holdridge. I'm from Greenvale, around 200 kilometres from here. And I'm at Blackheath and Thornborough College.
Well, what we're doing here, we are serving afternoon tea here. We're providing the meals for today.
You are actually trusted with the cake?
Yes, I am trusted with the cake. I wouldn't be here otherwise.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about your journey to boarding school. Do you remember how you felt about turning up at the gates of Blackheath for the first day?
Well, I sort of had a bit of a head start. I came here for a couple of days when year six, so that sort of gave me a bit of a backbone to the school in a way, and I was able to come here without a real sensation of, you know, nervous or anything like that. I managed to settle in pretty well, and I still believe I'm settling in today.
Well, thank you very much for sharing some insights about your journey. Now, Charlie, you're from Normanton. Angus is from Kinrara. That's just up the road compared to where you come from. How do you feel about travelling and everything that's involved in being so far away from your home when you have to study?
I actually really enjoy it. Like, it's a long way to travel to and from school. And my parents are travelling twice as what we are, so you got to be pretty thankful. But I really enjoy boarding school. It gives you a chance to grow up by yourself without the constant nagging of your parents. It gives you a chance to explore what you want to do without any pressure, and you get a chance to do a lot of things. And I guess we're lucky going to a school where there are so many options and so many sports and so many extracurricular things we can be doing.
How does that compare with what you remember of your education? Were you involved in homeschooling?
No, I actually went to the local state school, Normanton State School. It's very different, but school's school. You've got to sit down and learn. It is better. You have a much better higher education because you're far away from the city, but you're still close, so you still have those opportunities and you can still go on those excursions and you get variety of learning opportunities.
Catherine, can you tell me about how you came to be at Blackheath and Thornborough and what you've made of that experience so far?
So I used to live closer to Charles Towers, so we lived at Richmond, and that wasn't that far, and my older sister went there, and so we just decided that I would go there, and then we moved to Quilpie, which is 12 and a half hours away, and I really liked what Blackheath and Thornborough College had to offer. It's opportunities that you won't get at a bigger school, because at a smaller school, there's not a lot of people that will fill that role. So you take every chance you can to do that. So I begged and I begged and I begged, and my parents let me stay, and now they drive 12 and a half hours every travel day to get me to school.
That is such an amazing story, because I think the perception of city kids is that country kids get sent away to boarding school and that they beg them to beg their parents not to send them away, and yet your experience is the opposite of that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really just the school that I was in just really got to me, and it really changed who I was. I wasn't afraid to not be with mum and dad anymore. I just wanted to be on my own.
What do you hope to achieve now? In how many years have you got left at Blackheath?
So I just have 1 year next year left.
It's crunch time.
Yeah, well, keen to leave.
Well, it's time for you now to decide about your future. What do you hope that you can still achieve in the time that you have left at Blackheath and Thornborough?
I hope just in the next year that I can really take on leadership positions. Something that, after being there for 5 years, and that'll be my sixth year, is something that I feel like I can do, and I know all the students well.
Jack, you're standing here patiently listening to all of these positive comments. Surely there must be something bad about boarding school?
Not really. There's a whole heap of new people that you meet, and it's really fun to get along with them, and probably getting to know all the people from around Queensland and around Australia. There's even people from Japan at BDC, so it's nice to know them as well.
How does that extended family compare with what you were used to when you were growing up on a cattle station?
Not very different. We all have to go to school and all that, so, yeah.
All right, well, you've got a job to do here this afternoon, feeding the hungry masses at the state conference of the ICPA. Guys, thank you very much for giving us some insights about what it's been like for you to go to boarding school here in Charters Towers.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Isn't he terrific? That is Jack Olditch from Greenvale, just up the road. We're in his backyard today at the ICPA State Conference, and with him, fellow students from the Blackheath and Thornborough College, Catherine Wicks, Charlie Gallagher and Angus O'Brien. Just terrific to hear those youngsters speaking so positively about the experiences that they've gained and the awareness that they have of the sacrifices their parents have made to make that possible.
Absolutely fantastic to hear their positivity too. We hear so much about drought and natural disaster and so on, but they've got their lives ahead of them and really making the most of their education experiences here in Charters Towers. Like kids boarding houses all over the country are enjoying that same experience, Charlie.
I reckon if you'd asked me when I was 16 going to boarding school, I would have found something negative to say, maybe even just the tucker, but no, everything's been really, really positive. There's still a lot of work to do here at the state conference though. I guess we better get back in there and pay attention, Tom.
Too right, Charlie. School's in.